It's cloudy and 73 degrees in Nashville. We've had plenty of rain, some stormy weather on and off through the morning, and there are more rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for the rest of the day as well. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Some state lawmakers are having second thoughts about legalizing medical marijuana. The drug in any form is illegal in Tennessee. But a consideration by the federal government to reclassify medical marijuana to a less restrictive category is now being looked at locally. The reclassification by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency would apply only to medical marijuana as part of a larger change that also includes anabolic steroids, ketamine, and products with less than 90 milligrams of codeine, such as Tylenol with codeine. Marijuana would still be illegal on the federal levels. Two state lawmakers, Representative Brian Terry of Murfreesboro and Senator Richard Briggs of Knoxville, are both physicians, and they have both supported doctor-prescribed medical marijuana. Briggs is quoted in the Tennessean that he hopes the reclassification happens soon for patients who could benefit. He mentioned people with multiple sclerosis and cancer, along with other illnesses and injuries. Anytime a federal designation of a drug is made, it is reviewed by Tennessee health officials. This year, lawmakers passed a bill to do away with the review and instead allow themselves to approve any changes to the marijuana policy. A poll by Vanderbilt University found that more than 8 out of 10 Tennesseans support legalizing medical marijuana, and roughly 6 out of 10 favor legalizing recreational marijuana. When veteran state legislator G.A. Hardaway died earlier this year, the Shelby County Commission appointed his son to temporarily take his place. Now T.J. Hardaway says he plans to run for his father's District 93 House seat as a write-in. The Commercial Appeal reports that no candidate qualified on the Republican or Democratic tickets. Hardaway, a Democrat, is skipping the primary race and focusing on getting the majority of write-in votes in November. It's unclear whether other candidates intend to run in that race. Well, family, fans, and fellow hip-hop artists are remembering hitmaker Tay Keith. The Memphis-born producer has been working out of Nashville since attending MTSU, where he landed his first number one hit just before graduating. Billboard magazine reported Keith has had this decade's most number one hits on the hip-hop charts, including collaborations with Travis Scott and Drake. He's known for Southern trap beats. In a video remembrance from MTSU, artist Langston Blue described the inspiration and mentorship that Keith provided to students there.
Reminds you that like the dream is like so real, and to keep pushing, I think that's the thing that people will miss the most, is that like when they saw Tay Keith, they saw that they could be successful. They saw that it's possible.
His family remembered him as a cultural force and philanthropist. He had recently created the Nashville-based Dramatized studio and label to support emerging artists. Nashville police say they were performing a welfare check on Keith when he was found dead. An autopsy is pending. Keith was 29 years old. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.